from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello, listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service with the news. First, the headlines. Governor Anis meets Turkish ISKI to learn about water management. Minister said 6 ASEAN countries to discuss TPP in Singapore. Now the news in detail. Jakarta Governor Anis Baswedan met with Director General of Istanbul Water and Waste Management, or ISKI, Fatih Turan, in Istanbul, Turkey on Friday, April the 20th, to talk about the water management. Before arriving in Istanbul, Baswedan visited Morocco. The visit in Morocco and Turkey this time was the first overseas trip since serving as the governor of Jakarta. Anis Baswedan, along with Sandiaga Uno, were inaugurated as the governor and vice governor of Jakarta for the 2017-2022 period. The Jakarta governor's visit to Istanbul Water and Waste Management, or ISKI, was aimed to know about the system of clean water management handled by the Turkish government. The water treatment is not only to make the water clean, but also to produce briquette as the result of the water treatment. Anis said he would learn from ISKI how to sell water by not taking too much profit. For ISKI, the most important thing is to recover the cost of infrastructure and access to services in the community. Baswedan explained 4 main points in the development of water services to the community are the planning, implementation as planned, service to the community, and leadership, which ensures the previous 3 points to be done well. Indonesian Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita stated that the government will hold a meeting with several Southeast Asian countries regarding Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Enggar Tias Tolukita recently said in the vice presidential office in Jakarta that he will have a talk in Singapore. 6 countries that have not joined TPP will discuss it. Enggar Tias Tolukita explained that Indonesia is currently considering to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership. However, the government will first study the partnership following the United States' decision to leave it. He said TPP without the United States will be different from the initial. According to Enggar Tias Tolukita, the meeting will be held to seek further explanation from 4 of 10 ASEAN countries who have joined the TPP, namely Brunei Darussalam, Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. Meanwhile, Indonesian Trade Ministry's Director General of International Trade Negotiations, Iman Pambagio, stated that the meeting will increase the solidarity among ASEAN countries. Furthermore, he argued that the government should further review the trade negotiation. As many as 93 forestry and environment experts from various countries will attend the 3rd Asia-Pacific Rainforest Summit, which will be held in Yogyakarta on April the 23rd to discuss progress in the implementation of Paris Agreement. Secretary General of the Indonesian Forestry and Environment Ministry, Bambang Hendroyono, in a press conference in Jakarta on Friday, April the 20th, said nearly 950 participants from 39 countries in the 5 continents have registered with the organizing committee. The summit theme, Protecting Forest and Community, Supporting Economic Growth, is different from the first meeting held in Sydney and the second in Brunei Darussalam. He said the first and second summit was very much coordinated by partners, while the third summit is government-driven. Besides high-level meetings attended by ministers and ambassadors, there will be 8 sessions of parallel discussions. It will discuss restoration and sustainable management of peatland, financing, investment and trade in forestry sector, mangrove and blue carbon, social forestry policy, ecotourism and biodiversity conservation, production forests, and implementation of peatland restoration. Director General of River Basin Area and Protected Forest Control, Putra Pratama, said the summit is important because it will serve as a forum for Asia and Pacific countries to harmonize cooperation steps and exchange experience in the management of forests. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Director of ASEAN Political and Security Cooperation of the Foreign Ministry, Chandra Widya Yuda, said Indonesia and ASEAN member countries will design cybersecurity cooperation for Southeast Asia. Chandra Widya Yuda, in a press conference in Jakarta on Friday, April the 20th, explained that the draft cooperation is scheduled to be discussed in the 32nd ASEAN Summit to be held in Singapore on April the 27th and 28th. One of the issues related to cybersecurity that will be raised at the meeting is personal data protection to respond to the scandal of exploitation and leak of personal data on Facebook and other issues on the security of other virtual worlds.
Memang tidak terbatas pada personal data protection.
It is not limited to personal data protection. I mentioned earlier that this concerns the development of capacity and regional norms and also about activities of other cooperation related to politics and security. Still, there is certainly about terrorism, transnational crime that uses cyberspace as a medium. About Facebook incident related personal data, we also include elements of the need for such personal data protection within the scope of cybersecurity cooperation. Chandra added that until now, the ASEAN multilateral cooperation plan related with cybersecurity is still in the stages of discussion of norms and principles among leaders of ASEAN countries. It has not been concrete yet and has not touched non-governmental stakeholders. However, the norms and principles manifested in the ASEAN Leader Statement on Cybersecurity Cooperation document can be a more concrete cooperation framework in the future. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, will make a visit to Singapore to attend the 32nd ASEAN Summit. The summit is scheduled to be held on April the 27th and 28th. One of the discussions that will be raised in the annual meeting of leaders of ASEAN countries is the developing of Smart City ASEAN Network. The concept of ASEAN Smart City itself is to strive for the development of a smart and sustainable city to improve the quality of the life and people with the help of technology. According to the Director of ASEAN Political and Security Cooperation of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Chandra Widya Yuda, the discussion is in accordance with the current focus of the government of Indonesia.
Untuk memajukan ASEAN Smart Cities Network.
To advance ASEAN Smart City Network, which is also an ASEAN program, in accordance with the program of Indonesia itself, which we call the Movement Towards 100 Smart Cities. The point is to encourage the use of technology to advance the cities. The designs must be in accordance with the needs and potentials in the area for optimal results for the community and also realize a more effective, transparent, and reliable governance. Chandra added that in order to realize this framework, each ASEAN member country is required to nominate 2 or 3 of its cities to join the network. Indonesia has also chosen 3 cities in the Smart City program, namely Jakarta, Makassar in South Sulawesi, and Banyuwangi in East Java. Furthermore, 3 smart cities will be the authority of the Indonesian Ministry of Home Affairs related to the development in the future. Eka Wahyu Kasih, chairman of the Indonesian Bridge Association, said that Indonesia came out as the overall champion of the 22nd Asia-Pacific Bridge Federation Youth Health at Wisma Kinasi Bogor, West Java, from April 13 to 20. The association reported Indonesia won 3 gold, 2 silvers, and 4 bronze medals, defeating China, Taipei, Hong Kong, Thailand, Australia, and the Philippines. Eka Wahyu Kasih in Jakarta on Saturday expressed his appreciation for the support of all bridge communities in Indonesia, the media, sponsors, and the struggle of Indonesian bridge player so that Indonesian bridge is able to exceed the set target. According to him, the achievement shows the seriousness of Indonesia in developing junior bridge players. U26 junior team and U26 girls Indonesia will take part in the World Championship in Wujiang, China on August 8 to 18. He hopes this achievement help encourage the team spirit in the 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia. Last item, the Indonesian Embassy in Rabat, Morocco held the Indonesian Day theme Improving Bilateral Relations Between Indonesia and Morocco Through Culture at Faculty of Science Semililia Kedi Adiat University, Maracas, Morocco. The event was enlivened with general discussion, cultural activities, and Indonesian Culinary Festival. That was conveyed by the Information, Social, and Cultural Affairs of Indonesian Embassy in Rabat, Hanung Nugraha, to Antara News London on Saturday, April the 21st. Indonesian Ambassador in Rabat, Syarif Shamsuri, said the activities of Indonesian Day is an effort to bring Indonesia closer in terms of culture and art, culinary, and tradition in general to the people of Morocco. Indonesia and Morocco have officially opened diplomatic relations since 1960 and continue to improve bilateral relations between the two countries through the arts and culture. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Governor Anis meets Turkish İSKİ to learn water management. Minister said 6 ASEAN countries to discuss TPP in Singapore. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia. Today, it's on President Joko Widodo as promotion Asian Games 2018 accelerated. For the ninth time, President Joko Widodo presided over a limited meeting which discussed the development of the preparation for the hosting of the 18th Asian Games 2018, which has only 4 months remaining. The president, while opening the limited meeting on the development of Asian Games the 18th, 2018 at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java on Wednesday afternoon, said that the preparation must be really thorough. President Joko Widodo requested a detailed report on the preparation of infrastructure, venue and non-venue, as well as technical preparation of the implementation from the opening during the matches up to the closing ceremony, as well as the readiness of Indonesian athletes who will compete in the Games. In addition, the president highlighted the promotion side of the Asian Games, both in local and international media, judged as still showing no significant movement. Therefore, he requested the promo of the activities to be properly considered. To related parties, the president asked every 2 weeks there is an activity or promotion for national and international media and must be routinely held as part of promotion of Asian Games the 18th. Meanwhile, chairman of the Asian Games Organizing Committee Inas Gok, Erick Thohir, claimed to have set up a special promotion strategy to promote the Asian Games 2018 to the public in the country and in the international world. Erick Thohir said that after attending a limited meeting which discussed the preparation of the Asian Games at Bogor Palace on Wednesday, he was responding to President Joko Widodo's statement regarding promotions for the Asian Games in local media and international media. Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Rawi said that the president asked the people not to miss the momentum to host the Asian Games. He also hopes this Asian Games event will become a momentum of unifying the nation after the implementation of the regional head elections simultaneously. He also said that the infrastructure related to supporters of the Asian Games implementation has been on target. Well, that was my Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with April the 22nd, 2015, the opening of the 2015 Asia-Africa Conference in Jakarta. The 2015 Asia-Africa Summit is a meeting of Asian and African countries' leaders held in Jakarta and Bandung, Indonesia from April the 19th to 24th, 2015. The official opening was held on April the 22nd by Indonesian President Joko Widodo. The conference was to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the first Asian-African Conference in Bandung in 1955. It was themed Promoting South-South Cooperation for World Peace and Prosperity. The 2015 Asia-Africa Conference has produced three documents, namely the 2015 Bandung Message, Declaration of Strengthening New Asia-Africa Strategic Partnership, and Palestinian Declaration of Independence. Turning to April the 22nd, 1970, Earth Day is declared. Earth Day is observed every year on April the 22nd and is commemorated internationally. It is designed to raise awareness and appreciation of the planet Earth. Earth Day was declared in 1970 by U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, who is also an environmentalist. This date coincides with spring at the Northern Hemisphere and autumn in the Southern Hemisphere. Today, Earth Day is celebrated in more than 175 countries and coordinated globally by Earth Day Network. I'll end with April the 22nd, 2016. The Paris Agreement is signed. The Paris Agreement is an agreement within the framework of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UNFCCC, which oversees the reduction of carbon dioxide emissions effective from 2020. This agreement was made at the United Nations Climate Change Conference 2015 in Paris. The objectives of this agreement are to ensure global temperature rise to below 2 degrees Celsius, improve the ability to adapt the impacts of climate change, increase climate resilience, and implement development of low greenhouse gas emissions without threatening food production and making financial supply that is consistent for the achievement of low-emission greenhouse gas and climate-resilient development. Well, that was Today in History. Over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with this week's spotlight, which today takes the title Jokowi Denies Industrial Revolution 4.0 Damages Automotive Industry. President Joko Widodo or Jokowi denied the automotive industry would shrink due to the Industrial Revolution 4.0. According to him, the automotive industry will actually jump and can accommodate more workers. The president stated this when opening the event of Indonesia International Motor Show, 2018 at the Jakarta International Expo Kemayoran. On Thursday, April the 19th, according to him, 4.0 industrial revolution is going to change some types of works, but he believes not to make the number of workers in the automotive sector reduced. President Jokowi explained that currently the automotive world is experiencing a changing trend from oil-powered vehicles to electricity. The electric car, he says, has one-tenth of an ordinary car component. This is admittedly will make the automotive industry shrunk by 90%. But on the other hand, current public car trends are developing. One car that can be used by a lot of people will make the car life circle faster. If at present a personal car can last 12 years, maybe later public car should be replaced in 2 to 4 years, meaning the car production should be more. President Jokowi said that what is needed now is to be aware of trend development and be prepared. The president is optimistic with the talent that Indonesia has in the automotive sector. He believes Indonesia can work on their existing opportunities. Meanwhile, Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said that the Indonesian automotive industry is growing rapidly with a very significant contribution to the national economy. This can be seen from the production figures of cars that increased in 2017 from 2016. Minister of Industry revealed this when giving a speech at the opening of Indonesia International Motor Show or IIMS 2018 at the Jakarta International Expo Kemayoran, Jakarta on Thursday. According to Erlangga, the rapid growth of the automotive industry is also reinforced by an increase in exports of unified vehicles or CBU in 2017 from 2016. While export of automotive components increased 13 times to 81 million components in 2017, from 6.2 million components in 2016. This sector, Erlangga says, also provides employment opportunities to over 1.5 million people distributed across a range of jobs, from the assembly industry, first, second, and third tier components, to workforce at the official workshop level. Through effective government regulation, he added, the addition of new investment and expansion and adoption of the latest technology is expected to create a conducive business climate. So, the production target of 1.5 million units in 2020 will be materialized. That was Spotlight this week. I'm Anna Trijayakasih. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news in brief. Visiting Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan with Director General of Istanbul Water and Waste Management ISKI Fatih Turan in Istanbul, Turkey on Friday, April the 20th, talk about the water management. Indonesian Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita stated that the government will hold a meeting with several Southeast Asian countries regarding Trans-Pacific Partnership. As many as 93 forestry and environment experts from various countries will attend the 3rd Asia-Pacific Rainforest Summit to be held in Yogyakarta on April the 23rd to discuss progress in the implementation of Paris Agreement. Director of ASEAN Political and Security Cooperation of the Foreign Ministry Chandra Widya Yuda said Indonesia and ASEAN member countries will design cybersecurity cooperation for Southeast Asia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, will make a visit to Singapore to attend the 32nd ASEAN Summit. Eka Wahyu Kinakasih, Chairman of the Indonesian Bridge Association, said that Indonesia came out as the overall champion of the 22nd Asia-Pacific Bridge Federation Youth held in Bogor, West Java from April the 13th to 20th. The Indonesian Embassy in Rabat, Morocco held the Indonesian Day theme Improving Bilateral Relation between Morocco and Indonesia through Culture. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is Areli Wood Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder. This edition will introduce Pecel Pitik culinary from Kemiren Village of Banyuwangi. So stay tuned in at Areli Wood Service Voice of Indonesia through www.voinews.id. Kemiren Village is located in Banyuwangi, East Java Province. This village has a typical food called pecel pite. In the local language, pite means chicken. Unlike typical food from other areas sold in the stalls or in the market, pecel pite is only served by residents in Kemiren traditional village at the time of customary rituals such as village cleansing or a Thanksgiving event. But if you want to try it, you can go directly to Kemiren and ask people there to prepare some for you. Pecel pite is made mainly of young chicken with some other ingredients. How to make it requires some special steps. The chicken that has been slaughtered is then cleaned and grilled in the fireplace. The fire used to burn should be kept so that the chicken is not charred but cooks evenly. In accordance with the tradition that has been going on in the Osing tribe, which is a native of Banyuwangi, people who cook should not talk much, even tend to be silent and pray. In fact, pecel's cooking process is part of a series of traditional rituals. Pecel Pite for Osing tribe is an acronym of Diucel-Ucel Hang Perkoro Ape, which means smeared with a variety of good things. Pecel Pite is dominated by grated coconut, while the herbs used are pecan, cayenne pepper, shrimp paste, lime leaves, and sugar. The ingredients are mashed and then mixed with grated young coconut. The chicken that has been roasted or grilled then is shredded to become small pieces. The flesh is separated from the bones. The process of the separation should not use a knife or other tool, but must be done by hands. Then the meat is mixed with grated coconut and other spices before being served. Pecel pite is indeed a unique blend. The gentle taste of the grilled chicken meat will blend with the savory grated young coconut and the spicy chili and the aroma of the lime juice. Pecel pite and rituals in Banyuwangi are two things that are related, because every time there is a ritual, then pecel pite will be present. The meal with pecel pite as one of the side dishes will be eaten together at the end of the ritual. When there is a celebration, pecel pite is usually accompanied by other food to complete it. Among others, tumpeng serakat containing all sorts of vegetables, segogo long rice containing eggs and wrapped in banana leaves, poro bungkil snacks such as lepet from cassava, smoothed up and wrapped in fermented cassava with pecan leaves typical Kemiren village. The That was Indonesian Wonder introducing pecel pite, typical food of Kemiren Village in Banyuwangi, East Java Province. Hopefully, it will be useful and increase your knowledge about Indonesian culinary. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI Word Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. This edition will discuss Earth Day. Stay tuned in to RRI Word Service Voice of Indonesia on 9525 kHz or at www.voinews.id. Earth Day, which is celebrated every April the 22nd, aims to raise awareness and human appreciation of the planet Earth. Its history dates from 1970. At that time, many environmental issues surrounded America, as well as student movements against the war. Environmental issues and student movements inspired Senator Gaylord Nelson, who announced the idea of national environmental education in the mass media. Hearing the idea of Senator Nelson on April the 22nd, 1970, about 20 million Americans took to the streets, parks, and auditoriums demanding a healthy and sustainable environment. Who would have thought all parties showed strong support and gave birth to the Department of Environmental Protection in the United States, as well as some laws related to the environment? Day has long become a global annual commemoration. The general public and stakeholders are requested to again show their support for a sustainable environment. Religious leaders are also invited to protect the creation of God, namely the living, the environment, and the planet Earth. Earth Day is celebrated every year in various ways. Some groups choose to take peaceful action to again demand more environmentally friendly policies and to raise public awareness of the importance of protecting the Earth. Some prefer to take direct action, such as cleaning the environment, planting trees, and making bioforests. Earth Day 2018 theme set by Earth Day Network is Stop Plastic Pollution. The anti-plastic waste campaign again reminds of the dangers of plastic to the environment. Moreover, according to Earth Day Network reports, of the 9.1 billion tons of plastic produced, only 9% are recycled. Meanwhile, the remainder is dumped on the ground. Earth Day Network estimates that about 13.2 billion tons of plastic waste will be dumped on the ground by 2015. In the same report, Indonesia is named as the second largest country that does not treat plastic waste well. What a shame. Thus, any individual is invited to perform 5R, namely reduce, refuse, reuse, recycle, and remove plastic usage. In addition, individuals are also invited to record and calculate the use of various plastic products throughout the year. Indonesia, the 2018 Earth Day celebration has been prepared since January. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry launched the 3-month Clean Trash program. It is run through a circular of the Minister of Environment and Forestry sent to regional heads. From January the 21st until April the 21st, local governments have been instructed to increase waste management. In addition to the government, various organizations and groups in Indonesia also have their own way to celebrate Earth Day. Wahana Lingkungan Indonesia or WALHI, an Indonesian well-known environmentalist group, chose North Sumatra province with a series of events such as the Earth Day Carnival and also a dialogue about the environment. University of Surabaya students also made a map of Indonesia from hundreds of bottle caps of mineral water. Music concerts were presented in various regions in order to commemorate Earth Day. Well, that was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have been sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by David Eurasia in Argentina. He sent a Christmas card in December 2017, but we just received it in April 2018. In his card, he wished us a joyful, bright, healthy, prosperous, and happiest new year. Hello, Mr. David. Thank you for your card. We hope the same prayer is also for you, because it is never too late to pray for one another, even though Christmas is over. Thank you. Special for you, Mr. David Eurasia, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Percayalah padaku, meski di gelap malam kamu gak sendirian. Dan semua bintang yang kutinggalkan temani kau sampai akhir malam. Percayalah padaku, meski di gelap malam kamu gak sendirian. Dan semua bintang yang kutinggalkan temani kau sampai akhir malam.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Dieter Leopold in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German program through our website voinews.id at 19 o'clock UTC on April 5th, 2018. Hello, Mr. Dieter Leopold. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast, and thank you for your reception, which is very detailed. Thank you. Special for you and our other regular listeners, will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Tak seorang pun mengganggu.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Mr. Anand Mohan Bain in India. He was listening to our broadcast in Indonesian program through 95.25 kHz at 16 until 17 UTC on May 23rd, 2017, and the SEO was 444. Hello, Mr. Anand Mohan Bain. Thank you for responding our broadcast by sending your reception report. We are really glad because our Indonesian program can be heard clearly in your country. Your letter has been forwarded to Indonesian section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. As information for you and other listeners, since January 1st, 2018, Voice of Indonesia has broadcasted on voinews.id. And if you want to send your email, you can send it to voi@voinews.id. The changing of our website's address is for listener satisfaction. And special for Indonesian and English program, we have some new programs, namely Mosaic of the Archipelago, Diplomatic Corner, Headlines of Newspapers, and Archipelago Culture, which are broadcasted every day. Well, Mr. Anand Mohan Bain, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, we'll play a beautiful song.
Seperti keinginan dan harapan yang selalu kau impikan, kau inginkan, kau hayalkan, dan kau bayangkan dulu. Mestinya kau sadari itu bukan penyesalan yang ada di hati. Saat kau yakinkan diri itu pergi, coba hadapi semua ini sendiri. Dan kenapa keyakinan tak cukup mampu untuk melawan? Kau pun tak mampu bertahan, kini kau malah penghias malam. Kau mawar hitam, harumu kepedihan. Kau
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Mr. Baikan Hazarika in India. He was monitoring our radio on April 6, 2018 at 13:27 UTC in English program. Through this email, Mr. Baikan Hazarika told that he listened to one of our segment Indonesian Wonder with the title Kintamani Batur Geopark Museum, where he can tell the detail of the segment. Hello Mr. Baikan Hazarika, thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. As information, our broadcast can be monitored through website voinews.id. If you have suggestion or criticism, you can send it through voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. So, Mr. Baikan Hazarika, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Savitri Ardila. Thank you for listening and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
atas bibir bergincu, kerdip mata merayu jelas coba mengganggu. Tawarannya terpasang bukan tanpa tujuan, satu korban terjerat itulah harapan. Wangi parfum semerbak membius pusat saraf, hadirkan bayangan untuk lepas keresahan. Bergejolak, semua coba berontak, ketika tak kuasa langsung ku lari mengelak.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.